At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning. You're listening to Mint Business News with me, Gopika Gopakumar. Here are the main headlines this morning. The government has once again revised the newly introduced windfall tax levied on crude, diesel and jet fuel. The tax on domestically produced crude oil has been raised to 17,750 rupees per ton from 17,000 per ton, while export tax on jet fuel has been cut to zero from 4 rupees per litre. Adani Green Energy posted a fall of over 2% in consolidated net profit at 214 crore rupees in the first quarter of fiscal year 2023. The consolidated net profit of the company in the year-ago period was 219 crore rupees. The company's total income rose to 1700 crores in the first quarter against 1079 crores in the same period last year. Non-banking finance company Shriram Transport Finance said it has received approval from the Competition Commission of India for its merger with Shriram City Union Finance Company. The Chennai-based diversified financial services company Shriram Group last year had announced the merger of Shriram Capital and Shriram City Union Finance with Shriram Transport Finance. FMCG major ITZ's exited its lifestyle retailing business. The decision was made after a strategic review of its business portfolio. In June this year, ITZ's chairman hinted at key changes in the lifestyle retailing business. In the company's annual report, Sanjeev Puri had said that ITZ has restructured the business during the year. A Kotak Mahindra Bank arm is targeting to raise up to 1,500 crore rupees to invest in private equity and venture capital funds. Kotak Investment Advisors said it is launching the Kotak India Alternate Allocation Fund, a fund of funds which is targeting to raise 750 crore rupees with a green shoe option of another 750 crores. Gujarat-based leading cake and ice cream brand has approved a bonus issue at its board meeting held on 2nd of August. The board has also approved the proposal to split the company's shares and increase the authorized share capital of the company. The company has fixed September 7th as a record date for the purpose of bonus issue and share capital. An undisclosed shareholder of Zomato is seeking to raise as much as $420 million through a block sale. The Zomato shareholder is offering 612 million shares at between 48 rupees to 54 rupees. That represents a discount of between 2.8% and 13.6% to the stock's closing price on Tuesday. At the bottom of the range, the holder would raise about $373 million. Bank of America Securities is the sole bookrunner. India's trade deficit swelled to a record $31 billion in July as imports of goods surged despite curbs in merchandise exports contracted for the first time in 20 months. July merchandise exports declined by 0.7% from a year ago to $37 billion, while imports grew 44% to $66 billion during the month because of high commodity prices and a weak rupee. As a result, the trade deficit, which is the gap between exports and imports, tripled from $10 billion reported in July last year. Moving on to markets, markets are likely to open on a positive note buoyed by healthy foreign inflows and easing commodity prices. SGX Nifty Futures quoted at 17,375 levels, up 30-odd points on the Nifty 50. The Reserve Bank of India will commence their three-day monetary policy meeting to mull rate hike trajectory. Experts peg the rate hike to be in the range of 35 to 50 basis points. Companies like Vodafone India, Interglobe Aviation, Adani Transmission and Adani Power will report their first quarter results today. Investors will turn their focus to crude producers like Vedanta and ONGC after the government increased windfall tax on domestically produced crude. Meanwhile, globally, US markets saw a sharp fall on Tuesday amid escalated tensions with China and hawkish Fed commentary. Major markets in Asia-Pacific traded mixed in early trade today. Price of crude oil was steady below $100 mark. Brent crude hovered around $99 per barrel. And in business term of the day, we look at windfall tax. It's a one-off tax imposed by government on a company. When a company benefits from something that they are not responsible for, the financial gain that ensues is called windfall profits. The government typically levy a one-time tax over and above the normal rates of tax on such profits, and that is called windfall tax. With that, it's a wrap on today's edition. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.